Welcome to Wiki Voices, the People's Podcast covering Wikipedia and the Wikimedia projects. This episode was recorded live from high atop Columbia University's historic Pupin Hall in the month of May 2009. It features Duzer Bexgai leading a lively discussion on the strain of massive growth on the processes that run Wikipedia, especially the ever-contentious Articles for Deletion. My name is Duzer Pharos. It's Richard. And this recording is under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.
I specifically didn't prepare any notes because it's more of a round table where I'm kind of interested, where we get a chance to brainstorm some of this stuff. I've only been a member of Wikipedia for about 2 years, but I've seen an awful lot of comments from people who've been there for a very long time, some are going all the way back. And there's been a lot of discussion about the culture has changed, the processes that worked when we were a very small group and most people knew each other don't seem to be working now. They haven't scaled up to the size of Wikipedia. Some of them, it's a lot of comments about how it's very hard to change anything, how the RFA process is broken, how the most of the deletion processes are broken, especially AFD, because that seems to be much more visible. I've seen some really horrendously long, complicated discussions on such really ridiculous things as categories for deletion, for example. You know, very small, very
long categories for discussion.
Very nice discussion. Actually, there was also a discussion about whether it should be called deletion or discussion. I'm wondering if what people's opinions are about some fundamental changes in the way Wikipedia conducts its business internally. In other words, for example, one thought, would it make sense to sort of split Wikipedia up into smaller Wikipedias along the lines of the wiki projects? Military history being a very prominent, very active one. Photography is not so active. The LGBT is somewhat active. There's others that are either are active or are not active. Question is, does it make sense to have people that have some knowledge and interest in the subject with more input into what's going on in those areas, or should it really still be the whole entire community? Because I think there are a lot of people that like to hang around the Wikipedia areas, ANI, for example. I see people that hang out in ANI, and that's all they do.
I've talked about that other times.
That's all they do.
The first comment that I have on that comes to mind is actually one of personal time management. And my feeling is, if you volunteer to contribute content to an encyclopedia, then better than 50% of your time should actually be in contributing content to the encyclopedia, i.e. Writing, finding references, trying to rebalance articles, refactor. In other words, functioning as an encyclopedist and not as a process geek.
I'd like to have talked about, I've mentioned in the past that page, Adminitis, I can't remember what the short kids, but it's called that, and it basically describes the sort of admin who no one can remember when they last made that sort of pure content-based edit,
right,
which wasn't out of something that happened in an AI.
As a personal matter, the reason why I choose not to pursue to be an administrator is that I enjoy content. And as a personal matter, one has to make the personal decision about why they're here. Why I'm here is that I'm interested in content.
So that word,
your analysis would be different.
Some of us who are administrators have found that we can, as I like to put it, I'm an administrator from the front. I'm out there in content. I'm focused on the immediate issues, the things like, blocking vandals, handling those issues, unblock requests, things like that. Not the deeper issues that get, that often get people who have huge, who are very polarized votes against them when they run for ARCOM. But
I have a slightly different time. There are people who are better at any organization needs people who are going to do the administration.
Absolutely.
But in general, they are not necessarily going to be competent at doing anything else.
God bless them. There are some people who aren't good at dispute resolution and they should be. Yeah, absolutely.
And what I've usually objected to people who have really no article work at RFA, but mainly on the grounds that they won't understand the problems that people have when they're trying to contribute articles.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to do at least enough of that to have some sympathy with, at least some sympathy with the people who are doing content work. In terms of the subject split, military history is interesting because they have, of course, organized in a formal way. Mm-hmm. They have a coordinator, and they are stretching, I think, the limits of what the community as a whole will tolerate in terms of formal sub-organization.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, most of the people, they are generally competent, and most of the people accept what they're doing.
They put out good articles.
Yes,
they do.
On the other hand, look at the athletes thing, where they are not particularly organized, but they have been putting out a stream of very much disputed guidelines, which the community in general, for some of them, have absolutely not accepted. And there's an undefined relationship here, that there's projects in very small areas where the stuff never shows up for anybody else in the community. Like the New York City, basically, which no one else except the New York City people bother with.
Well, it's true, I think of a lot of local/regional projects.
But then there's projects, one of my headaches, in fact, is subgroups of the university projects at some particular universities who are trying to do stuff which probably the community is not going to let them do if it becomes into the open air. And there are so many people here, if you look at some of the really active people, they jump around all over the place. Yes, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Citizendium, which did organize in subject groups, in fact, by maintaining a sort of nominal membership, people are complaining about the restrictions of that by skipping around between groups a great deal. I think that's a strength. I mean, there's a limit to what can be done by ad hoc organization, but my view is that we should simply do whatever can be done by this kind of organization. And if something else is necessary, there will be something else.
Let's look at one specific area. What about the deletion discussions?
Most is what's needed.
Yeah. But less people that are arguing that are in an adversarial relationship on that particular discussion. How about people that don't care whether it's kept or deleted?
Well, that's what I have been thinking in some way of having something like a jury panel.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That was my point.
Absolutely not. That people will volunteer that for one day,
I would like to make an observation on AFD. I do think there's an issue with AFD at the moment in that good people who would probably contribute to an AFD argument or an IAFD discussion, whatever you want to call it, are driven away from it just because, well, I'll just take it from my own personal point of view. Time is precious. I like to work on interesting things. I find the AFD politics terrible. So I'm driven off.
I guess I have mixed feelings about AFD. Early on in my wiki time, I started getting involved in New Page Patrol, and then from there, AFD. I was very involved in it. I would weigh in on a lot of AFD discussions. I think I learned a lot about policy that way.
You do.
People got you do. I recommend it. People got familiar with me and how to interpret policy. A long time after I was a ranger on AFD and I was up for administration, people cited my work on AFD in the past as why they trusted me.
As a matter of fact, I think if you're interested in becoming an administrator of Wikipedia, send in AFD.
On the other hand, it's not something I think you can stay in permanently. The time when I was most active in AFD, I noticed looking back, were times when I was very stressed out and in one case very anxious about my personal future. So it was a great place to go to AFD and look up these arguments, you know, and post these elaborate, sometimes humorous and self-serving delete votes.
These are sometimes...
I don't think I could go back now. You have to have a slightly dark view of life to hang out in AFD all the time, I think.
No, because you can also approach it from the other direction.
That's true. Okay, I tend to vote delete.
I mean,
you tend to vote keep.
Yeah, I vote for merely enough deletes to keep, make it clear that I'm willing to vote delete.
Right.
But where it's needed even more people, and we really should try to get some kind of this panel, is a deletion review.
Probably.
Deletion review is specialized. It's like a pill of court practice.
Yeah, it is a pill of court practice. Since you have to argue that the vote wasn't free, you can't argue the original issue.
You have to argue
that the admin didn't close it the right way.
That's a wonderful way of looking at it. Because you're not allowed to argue the merits of the...
But of course you can argue it, and you do, because you go back to the same thing you do in the courts, which is that the original decision is wrong because it was unreasonable, and
yes.
A reasonable decision...
And here, why it was unreasonable!
Right. So, almost anything which gets to DRV with any merits at all, you can perfectly well do very good arguments on each side.
What's the expansion of this notion of a jury that was just flinged around about 5 minutes
ago? People would volunteer every so often to spend the day on just doing AFD. Is that what you're sort of saying?
Yeah. The thought being they didn't have any personal investment in the particular article. They were chosen like a real-world jury. That is, you don't know anybody involved. If it's about a product safety issue, you've never sold that product, that kind of thing. You had no personal involvement.
Is there like a small group of administrators that periodically draw from a pool of volunteers?
There's nothing
that
has to
be. Right now, that doesn't exist. Or no, maybe we should.
No, but I'm asking how you envision the mechanism.
It wouldn't be a music to use. Some people say, no, that's too formal. Simply sign up. But you see, at the moment, you self-appoint for yourself for a particular discussion. And this is about the way most conducive to bias of making a decision that I can possibly imagine. You sign up to say next Tuesday I will join in 20 discussions which I otherwise wouldn't care about and give my opinion.
This is reminiscent of good article function. Because when you sign up to do a review of a good article, you are supposed to disallow yourself if you have any editorial working on that article, or if you have a conflict of interest, there's a set of criteria which you should...
I don't review any GAs that are submitted by someone else for a project I'm actively working in.
So, for example, when it comes to an AFD, there'd be a filtration process.
However, I think that was... That rule in GA wasn't always enforced, I think. U.S. Route 9 in New York, which is one of my good articles, was reviewed by somebody else from the U.S. Rose Project, which I probably should have been done.
But again, those are reviews by one or two people, which is a much more tricky thing. I mean, here we're talking about, let's say, 50 people at a time.
Yep.
There's going to be a variety of people.
Which
is good. It'll be the people who sign up, many of whom will presumably either want to have some general attitude or not, but the only thing we can do is hope it balances.
Is it just administrators?
No. And anyone who does this, if an administrator does it, they can't be doing it as an administrator.
Exactly. The thing about AFD is you really can't, to do it well, you really can't involve yourself in any other sort of internal Wikipedia function. That's what I found when I did it. When I became an admin, I went back to AFD for a while and started closing debates. And some people sort of said, it was gently in the way that I was closing some discussions a little bit too soon.
I like the idea of a randomized jury system for AFD because, right, as I understand AFD, and I actually try to stay away from anything administrative, is that basically the people who wrote the article say keep, and the people, and then there are whoever comes in to oppose it. And sometimes there might just be like three or four people at an AFD.
Yeah.
Well,
then three will start.
This is
how we generate more consensus.
In the last month,
they just say no consensus. And
no, wait, no, but this is improved. You should go back.
Yes.
There's been two improvements. First of all, it's been lengthened to 7 days from 5 days.
Yes.
Okay, that helps.
That helps. Second,
but to my mind, more important.
Go ahead. Second. Instead of doing a no consensus close after two or three comments nowadays. There was no formal decision to do it. Someone just started doing it a month or two ago. They are almost always relisted for a second week. And usually on the second week, you do get this jury system, for example, because I will go take a look at a few relisted things that I otherwise wouldn't have conceivably looked at. But it's other people.
But I'm not even aware of that. It must be that most people don't know.
Right.
So if you're going to do something, I mean, if you're going to really do something, you have to announce it.
Yes. I mean, I'm all, but it, well, it was actually that seven-day thing was an aside. Mm-hmm.
One thing is, you put the term religious simulationists, right?
Oh, yeah.
So really. That's the blue big flaw of the jury system, is there could be the bias against deletionism and inclusionism. I like including stuff all the time, because even though Wikipedia is not the symbol of human knowledge, at least... Before you get an encyclopedia, you got to come to the last thing. I know here in New York, they have the encyclopedia in New York, back in my home state of Jersey, we have the encyclopedia in New Jersey. At least they make these small little things about every detail and cite their sources. We're not asking, sure it's a little before, but it's at least trying to imitate what Wikipedia is trying to do. And these are written by people. All of them random people. So if you read these books, it's actually telling you that. And if you ever want to cite these books, they've got their references in it. I mean, the other problem with the jury thing is that if, let's say this inclusion and deletionist thing comes in to play in 1 AFD%. You can have all argument. You can cite the Roman Catholic Church FACs, which is another disaster place.
You have depressive disorder FAC. That was that's probably the longest FAC since Pokemon.
Roman Catholic Church gets up there. Like 300 kilobytes at least.
I hang around the LDS ones.
I mean, the problem is some of these pages like develop cabals. Like there's FAC cabals, and the cabals are part of the CA. And I think there's sort of an AFD cabal.
Here's the virtue. The virtue of this is that there's also a number, though you feel this way, there are also a number of people who feel quite the opposite. And in the randomized system of enough people, you will get a representative of what the community feels, which will be at any rate fairer than the current system of getting those people who care enough to really fight.
Well, I think, to my mind, the top kernel still is that I think there is an issue with AFD becoming something of an AFD culture. And the best way to combat it is to bring people like me, who hardly ever involve themselves in AFD, to on occasion.
So do one a day.
Do one maybe a week, actually. Yeah. That doesn't matter. But the point is, whether it's one a day or one a week, the point is that someone who's not in that AFD mind frame comes in on occasion and contributes and feels that they can.
That's true. That's true.
And I think the issue among the people who care about the AFD process is to somehow cultivate that initial environment that you need to draw people in. Because I don't think that environment is quite there yet.
It's internal. I mean, basically a lot of arguments are gone through very much of somebody new. And this focus of thinking is true in general, and there are people who go around doing this. And sometimes everybody turns in, of course, but...
Maybe that would be an AFD welcoming committee.
I will try to do a little more time, maybe every couple of weeks, to go into AFD just looking for things that are proceeding with, say, a mixture of votes. I mean, if you see, it's one thing to go to AFD and look for things that are, where you see 7 or 8 votes pile up, and then I go to the article, look at it briefly, go back and say, bring out the, if they delete, bring out the, start rolling the snow. That's what I'll do sometimes. But I mean, you have to look for dividing one and weigh in.
But I think we should call it an AFD recruitment committee.
Then why don't we make the project articles for deletion? Because lately, every project you can think of is going on there, even if it's Wikipedia related.
Can I ask a question? With these AFDs, there's been... I understand your concern. You want to get a representative sample. You want to have a neutral voice with an AFD, and you want to make sure the people that are not biased get a look at the article. The system as it's set up right now, though, has the advantage that the people who are involved in the AFD know something about the article. So, what I was asking, the question that I was going to ask is that this might rub people the wrong way, I don't know. But right now, you got an AFD, you get a whole bunch of votes, keep, delete, whatever, you get a bunch of people
weighing on the ticket,
and then it gets a close. Right, you get a small number of people, and then you get a close, and the close comes from one person, which is the closing admin. And I want to say, the closing admin, you know, is supposed, I mean, I'm not criticizing anybody, I don't know, okay, but closing admin has a lot of power in that particular setup. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying anyone's abusing their power or whatever, and sometimes you get an ignorant closing admin. Not saying that there's, I'm just saying sometimes someone comes in, they don't know anything about such and so, they say, okay, look, I got some discussion, I read the article, looks like nonsense, blah, delete. So what I'm saying is,
our admin's not supposed to even do that.
Now they're just supposed to say there's 3 votes for, there's 6 votes against, delete.
Well, that would be bullshit, because you're not supposed to be counting votes.
No,
you can't count votes. The reason is that sometimes the delete votes are
supposed to do.
No.
The PDO picks votes, period. I think the votes to do also. What we used to be doing, when 2 years ago, the official rule was supposed to be that the administrator's job was to throw out those votes who were people who do not really know what they're talking about.
They have instructions for administrators on what they're supposed to do.
It's unclear to what extent an administrator is supposed to use discretion. I am in a minority position, and I think that the admins should not use discretion except to throw out the bad opinions, that if people disagree, his job is not to figure out who's right.
I understand.
But in order to close the article, you should have closed the AFD. You've got to make a call.
Admin has to make a call. I think that's too much power to an admin. Okay? Easiest way to fix that is just make, you know, fire three admins to agree. Okay?
Oh, great. That'll take forever to close.
I wanted to take forever, so we'll just take Pete.
We get over 100
deletions
per day.
Yes. No, seriously? So, but I mean, when you got a guy in admin, we'll go through the list.
Yes.
Close, you're responsible admin.
I'm about to start speaking to people about them, and it's getting to bother me very much that the admins are doing a disproportionate amount of closings.
Yeah, the irresponsible ones are the ones that go through and close everything.
But in every case that requires some sort of some sort of administrative task, like DYK for instance, you have a small group of admins who do this on a daily basis.
Stick with the for deletions for a second. If you're an admin, I'm just curious.
I am.
If you're an admin and you're working at AFD, how are you supposed to close it?
All right. How do I close it? You look at the arguments. You look at how at what policies people were citing.
Mm-hmm.
You do take a note of where the discussion seems to be going quantitatively. I'll put that delicately. And then you also look at how strongly people. I consider it significant that people indicate weak keep, strong keep.
Are you supposed to read the article?
You are supposed to read the article to see how relevant
the arguments are relevant.
Okay.
Do you base? And then that's what I base my final decision.
When you were doing this frequently, or when you're back in the AFD world where you are now, did you sense that there was a point in time in the discussion when the discussion essentially said that it was all it was going to say, and people were starting to repeat themselves?
There usually gets to be that
point. The rules changed on that now, that people used to decide this, in fact, quite early. And at the moment, the snowball, snow now has to have an explicit justification for snow.
There can't be any delete votes for snow. You can't
say for keep snow. Except nominated.
Okay, yes.
Except not.
Who then gets blocked for being a sign.
And vice versa.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Otherwise, because that was becoming, an abuse. Yeah.
Good.
One of my major problems with this whole process is the deletion discussions are supposed to be a representative group from the entire community that determines consensus of the community.
But it's a self-selected group,
yeah,
and therefore statistically has zero, except for a few really prominent.
Except for a few, yes.
Like something prominent, another
budget. Yeah,
which is usually a contentious one about a living person.
Yeah, like Sarah Palin.